It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Sophia Ferrero, a Naperville jewelry designer, and her husband were walking along the Seine River in Paris when they turned a corner and saw the massive fire at the iconic Notre Dame Cathedral. How about that? Historic 12th century cathedral caught fire just before 7 p.m. local time, started about, what is it, like 10 o'clock this morning, our time, as ashes and embers blew onto bystanders and the streets. Police removed the bystanders. They told them to stand back from the riverfront. Ferrero described then for us what she saw.
We're watching, and there was a young girl in front of us who turned around to take a selfie, and she was smiling. And this young Parisian girl, it was so sad. This young Parisian girl kind of taps her on the shoulder and she's like, do you realize that this is a symbol for the French people? Please don't take a selfie. And the young girl, I think, felt, I don't think she really understood the gravity of the situation.
Yeah, it unless it was early on when it did, it was being reported really early on by just some smoke and smoldering. It very much seemed like it could be, you know, gotten under control. But obviously,
general rule, cathedral of any kind, iconic or otherwise, on fire, no selfies. How about that?
I think that is a good general selfie rule. We have a bonus cut, guys. Okay, here's one more from the Naperville couple.
This young girl, Eva, I like turned to talk to her, and I started talking to her, and she just burst out crying. There were people crying watching the flames because it really is this iconic symbol of Paris and of the French nation. And just to stand there, we felt helpless.
I mean, it's an architectural wonder. We were talking with Blair Kamen earlier from the Chicago Tribune, to say nothing of its religious significance and
significance to
the French people.
And this is, you know, just a local way of tying it in, and it fortunately wasn't nearly this tragic, but remember the Holy Name Cathedral roof fire about 10-ish years ago. Unfortunately, firefighters were able to get to that before there was extensive damage, but even in Chicago, that was, you know, it's such a symbol of the city, regardless of your faith. You know, it's just an identifying icon, and think of something that's been there for 800 plus years.
Right, took nearly 200 years to build, and you think about the artifacts and all the things that inside of that building and the architecture outside, what's going to be saved, what can they save? I know they were trying. And a lot of people also said, let's talk about this, because coming up we have a guest who's a firefighter who has special expertise in difficult structures to fighting fires. And I know a lot of people were second guessing what the French firefighters were doing. There are 400 of them. At this site, and I think a half a world away, we got to understand that they want to save this cathedral. Let's not judge.
So you're saying that President Trump's plan might not be as sophisticated as the firefighters who are on the ground or the expert we're going to talk to? Is that what you're saying?
He put that plan out pretty early on Twitter. Here's what you need to do. And
dump some water. Just fly over and dump some water. We'll be good.
Yeah, I think
a little more complicated.
This was a very complicated one to fight. We'll talk about that coming up. But let's check in right now at
number four.
The nation is in an uproar about the latest college admissions scandal. Some wealthy parents, we know what happened. They broke the rules, a lot of them, and the law, turns out federal law, and they spent a ton of money to try to make sure their children got into elite schools and universities. Jerry Brooks, a principal at an elementary school in Lexington, Kentucky, filmed the video of himself that has now gone viral after he explained how rampant cheating is in schools.
Michael Avenatti?
Oh, you're damn right, baby.
Wait, how do you know this fool? Well, I watch a lot of Morning Joe. I'm Team Meek.
That was Saturday Night Live.
That was
Pete Davidson.
I seen it in Fast Food with my child because it's their birthday. I know we're not supposed to, but I disagree with that school rule that we shouldn't be able to send fast food in for their lunches. You know who else disagrees with rules? Aunt Becky. and let me tell you how many times I've wanted to put a medal on a parent's neck at the science fair instead of on the child's. Because that parent said, I really think we should be able to help our child in academics. And so I did a lot on this science fair project. You know who else thought they should be able to help their children in academics? Aunt Becky.
Taking down Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky, by the way, has pled not guilty, and her husband, Massimo Gianulli, to the cheating scandal. The feds say it was $500,000 that they donated to a fake charity. I mean, it seems as if there'd be plenty of records and, you know, financial records and otherwise, and plenty of evidence in this case that it would be difficult. In addition to the texts and emails, you know, money transfers, that kind of stuff.
So you say that guy's from Lexington, Kentucky. I could not tell by the accent at all. I thought, but you say he's from Kentucky, eh? Okay.
Well, Kim Gordon's from Kentucky.
I am. Can you tell I'm from Kentucky?
Well, let's listen to that guy
Come
again
on, y'all.
Compared to you. Here's the Lexington, Kentucky guy.
Let's hear him.
We have a bonus cut, right?
Oh, yeah. I seen it in fast food with my child because it's their birthday. I know we're not supposed to, but I disagree with that school rule that we shouldn't be able to send fast food in for their lunches. You know who else disagrees with rules? Aunt Becky.
Aunt Becky. I love that.
That's because he's from Lexington. I'm from Louisville.
See, there's the difference. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
That explains everything.
We know about them. We're going to take a break here. We have more of the top five and five coming up here. You got your three and your two and your one. But let's go to Kim Gordon and find out what's coming up bottom of the hour in the news first.
One of the world's most famous tourist attractions has been spared from fire.
Hey, you can watch For Chicago's Very Own Stories with Micah and Joe. That's Micah Mateer and Joe Donlin, weeknights on WGN-TV News at 9.
All right. We're in the middle of the top five at five, and it is time now to check in at
number three.
Tiger Woods. You know the guy. He won the Masters, his first major golf tournament win since the U.S. Open in 2008. The 43-year-old golfer says winning at Augusta National Golf Course and the club with his family present, well, makes his comeback all the more important.
That felt, you know, a little bit special. And then on top of that, to do it here at one of the most historic grounds there is. But as far as a comeback for me, yes, it was a pretty amazing comeback to get to where I'm at. I'm very fortunate to have had a procedure that alleviated the pain I was in. Now I'm just stiff, and maybe that's just being a little bit older, but I'm just so thankful to have had the opportunity to play at the elite level again, and to have won a couple tournaments, but also to have won a major championship since I come back has been, I'm going to soak this one in for a little bit.
He deserves that. Is 43 old for a golfer at that major championship level?
Yeah, I mean, it is, but it's changing. Rich mentioned this at the top of the show when we were talking about it, how much sports science has changed the way golfers are. I mean, golfers, there was the stereotypical overweight guy out on the golf course. Now these are like elite athletes. They're all in super good shape. So Tiger's had the problems, but his back seems to be good to go. So who knows how much more time he's
got. Yeah. Hey, still hitting that ball with authority, that's for sure.
Right? It is. It's an amazing moment of redemption. I know the people on multiple sides of this, they think, well, you know, a lot of it's self-inflicted, the pain he caused upon himself. But I think that story was, it's pretty remarkable. And he certainly paid the price for a lot of those mistakes that he made. And good to see him back on top. The enthusiasm about golf, I mean, I can only imagine what's going to happen for every major going forward. Mm. It's pretty incredible. And the other thing is the BMW championship here at Medina, apparently it has relevance here because they host the people of the top 70 golfers, and he went from 81 to 13.
Yeah, that's part of the end of the year playoffs for the PGA Tour. So I expect he's won there before at Medina. That's nice. Going to be a lot of fun.
Could get on a roll. All right. Go, Tiger.
Give Kev a call while you're in town. Same number.
Yeah.
Same number.
You can stay with me, Tiger. No
Here's
problem.
The party. You know him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, he'd love to.
You and Joe Donlin and Ro can all hang out.
Yeah.
Because you're buddies.
Force them together.
All of you.
Yeah.
All right. Checking in at
number two.
The thing that hurt the most was that I wasn't loved.
I decided to call my record Madam X.
Who is that?
That's Madonna.
Oh!
Such a tease. The legendary pop star has announced her newest project, a record she has titled Madam X. She shared a video about it and a snippet of her new music as well on her official Instagram account. She did it last night.
Madam X is a secret agent.
I am Madam X.
Traveling around the world, changing identities, fighting for freedom.
Freedom.
Bringing light to dark places.
I bring light to dark places.
Madam X is a dancer.
I'm a dancer.
A professor. A head of state. A housekeeper. An equestrian. A prisoner. A student.
What? She's a housekeeper and an equestrian?
Maybe you need to see the video on that one. But that's Madonna. She's got a video, first album in 4 years for Madonna. Checking in, finally, at
Number one.
Jail began to get crowded on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. The show skewered a number of recent high-profile arrests in a cold open featuring, you guessed it, Lori Loughlin, played by Kate McKinnon.
Son, I'm the craziest dude in here. Stabbed my neighbor to death and then ate his fingers so they couldn't ID the body.
Dang, that's insane.
Oh, yeah? You think that's insane? I paid $500,000 to get my daughter into USC.
Hold on. You paid $500,000 for USC? What did your daughter major in?
Communication.
Oh, my.
And you know what her job is now? She's an influencer. On Instagram.
Stop it! I can't hear anymore. Guards, get away from me!
Hey, I own the guards in here. I help their kids get into a really competitive pre-K.
Pre-K. You know, it's scary because I hear from friends in New York that competition for even pre-K and kindergarten schools and some of those schools gets to be so crazy, the pressures. But I had no idea, I will admit, that people were doing what they
were doing. Well, the very definition of stupidity, too, though, is like her daughter, Olivia Jade, was making seven figures in communications as a YouTube influencer before she went to college. So what was the point of getting the communications degree? So she could get a job as an assistant on 2 and a Half Men?
It's a great point, and that's why she's so mad at her mom now. She's like, wait a minute, I didn't even want to go to school.
That'd be like Zion Williamson's parents trying to get him into a good basketball school now.
None of it makes sense, does it? Sometimes is it more about the parents and the prestige they want to be able to say their kids going to the school?
Isn't being Aunt Becky enough prestige for one life?
Well, we have a little more here. One more. Okay, we've got more people going to jail, of course. Okay. Mike Avenatti, remember him?
Sure.
Played by Pete Davidson. Here it is.
Michael Avenatti?
Oh, you're damn right, baby.
Wait, how do you know this fool?
Well, I watch a lot of Morning Joe. I'm Team Mika.
You're not a lawyer. What are you in here for? Speeding tickets?
Speeding tickets? Bitch, I'm accused of crimes you can't even conceive of. Like blackmailing a sneaker company and stealing taxes from a coffee shop to fund a race car team. And I'm so shady that a porn star once said that she needed to distance herself from me. And you know what the worst part is? I might still run for president. Avenatti Baldwin, 2020.
Jeez. Remember for a minute he was running for president? We thought he was. Julian Assange, also played by Michael Keaton.
Yeah, you cheat your schools and, you know, you rob your companies. That's cute. It is.
Yeah.
I've attacked the U.S. military, bitches. Because I'm an actual James Bond supervillain. And I'm one step away from destroying the damn moon. So, you want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
Okay, he wins. I yield my time.
Thank you. Is there a bathroom around here? Because I really have to take a wiki leak.
Dad joke.
Total dad joke. All right, let's wrap this thing up.
The top five at five.